Hi, you're welcome to Expressions with Omozile podcast, where I share my thoughts and views with you on issues that affect us in our personal lives and in the society. My name is Omozile, an advocate for positivity, and your host. You're welcome to today's episode. How was your week this week? Hope it was great. Mine was fabulous. And I know this weekend is going to be awesome, not just for me, but for you. Thank you once again for giving me the opportunity to connect with you with my words. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to impact you with my words today. So what do I have for you today? First off, I'm not the only one doing today's episode. I have a friend joining me from India, and she's the one who brought up this topic actually. Fake feminism. So this is what we are going to talk about today. Fake feminism. Yes, feminism. A very scary word to most people. Thing is, anybody can be a feminist. Yes, anybody. But not everyone should be a feminist. You know, feminism is no longer a scary word. It's now so much more. Because it has gone through evolvements, you know, just like technology or science. Changes have been made. So what is feminism? It is a movement. A movement that have one major goal, one major focus. And that is to achieve, to actualize the equality of all sexes. I didn't say of women only. No, right now it's women, men. And this movement can be political, social, or even religious. And all this movement wants to see is the equity and equality, the fairness, the equality of everyone, of all individuals in their personal, social, political, economic, and even sexual life. We want to see fairness. We want to see everyone being treated just. Just treatment, you know? Treated fairly and equally. We all are humans and we should be treated that way. And like everything in life that has a positive and negative side, yes, everything has disadvantage and an advantage. Feminism has misconceptions. You know, the misconception that feminism is just female supremacy. No. Or the misconception that feminism is just women only empowerment. Or even advocating for women to burn their bras, you know, grow a beard, don't shave off, hate relationship with men. This all falls down to choice though. You know, there's a misconception that women who are labeled feminist or who call themselves feminist should not perform their duties, their obligations, should not be respectful or humble to any other gender. These are misconceptions. And right about now, I will let Ishi take it from here. Then I will come back to talk more on this misconception. Happy listening.
Hi everyone, this is Ishi. I come from India and I'm an interior design student basically, but due to this pandemic I realized that there's something that I really want to do, and that is making a podcast and sharing my views with lots and lots of people and maybe becoming a little guide for them to understand how and what can help them in situations that we all go through in life. And That is what my podcast is all about, and you can go and check out my podcast by the name Hear Me Out with Ishi. You can find me on a lot of different platforms, especially on Spotify, Anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, and I'm really happy that me and Omar Zeli, we are working together in this podcast, and we are coming together to give you a view of what we think about fake feminism. Thank you so much, Omar Zeli. It means a lot, and I feel really happy working with you. So now let's begin with today's episode by discussing about what feminism actually is. It's a theory of political, economic, and social equality of the sexes, organized activities on behalf of women's rights and interests. Being a feminist has nothing to do with sexual orientation or discrimination of the male gender. Feminists come from all different backgrounds and cultures to support equality and equity in general. Women are still behind in many different ways. They continue to be paid less on average than men. Many jobs are not friendly to mothers, and women continue to be responsible for majority of the household works, men averaging 7 hours a week while women averaging 14 hours. Also, feminists not only believe in equality between men and women, but also in equity between every gender, class, race, and sexual orientation. There's a fact that I would like to share from the 1990s. Thousands of women stood outside the White House and demanded that they be allowed to vote. In the next presidential election, they would. And this massive demographic shift paved the way to laws in the 1920s that would promote women's health and education. So until 1990s, it was not a place where women were supported or given promotions for their health and education in life. Feminism is historically a multicultural cause. Today's feminist activists are women and men of all walks of life who seek to combat racism, sexism, classism, ageism, etc. Feminism doesn't just liberate women, it also liberates men by breaking down the standards which society has put in place for both men and women. Men are taught in the society to be macho, emotionless leaders, and to never show weakness, such as being sad and therefore crying as a result of that sadness. These socially constructed rules cause men to be socially confined. Feminism says that it's okay for men to show weakness, be followers, and to show their emotions. Feminists are all about equality between genders, which means feminism don't want women to be more powerful than men any more than we want men more powerful than women. Feminism encompasses a huge variety of people and positions. Feminists are religious, atheist, and somewhere in between. We are black, white, Latinos, Asians, and any combination of the above. We are married, single, dating, in open relationships, and in polyamorous relationships. We are LGBTQIA, straight and asexual. We are transsexual, female, male, and genderqueer. We are feminine, masculine, all of the above, and none of the above. We are pro-choice, pro-fit, pro-life, politically liberal, and politically conservative. We are young, young at heart, and old. Unfortunately, feminists are often facing stereotypes, false stereotypes, including feminists hate men, feminists are angry, feminists are unattractive and not feminine, all feminists are lesbians, feminists are all pro-choice, if you are a feminist, you cannot be religious. All feminists are career women and do not support stay-at-home women. So, after going with my thoughts, after going on with my thoughts, I really feel that I want this world to be fake feminism free, and this place for feminists and for people supporting all the races of life and all the genders, all the castes, all the class, become more and more powerful and help people who do not understand feminism to be something that is for one for all and all for one. Feminism is for everybody. Feminism is not just something that is just for women or just for one gender, or it is something that is inclined towards one thing. No, it is inclined towards all aspects of life for all sorts of people, and it is something that helps all sorts of people in getting what is actually right for them and achieving the goals of having all the rights possible and choices, and making choices in an independent way in a place where we live in. So this brings me to the end of my discussion or my thoughts that I had to share about this certain topic, and I would really appreciate for my friend Omazeli, aka Blessing, share her views about fake feminism or feminism, and make you people understand what actually feminism is all about, and how are people confusing feminism with fake sorts of feminism. Thank you from my end, and now my friend would take it further and explain you in a more better way. Thank you guys.
This misunderstanding, the misconception of fake feminism, is from both sexes, and it's not something that can be erased or corrected easily. It's going to take a whole lot. It's going to take a whole lot to correct this misunderstanding, these misconceptions. We all are different individuals from different parts of the world with different stories. We have our different ideologies or opinions on certain issues. I'm sure you heard Ishi's own point of view on what fake feminism is all about. I'm sure she has given you guys a solid bedrock, you know, a solid explanation, true raw thoughts, her true thoughts on what fake feminism is all about. We all are different individuals. We see things differently. We all have our different stories, and we make our own choices because we have the right to. We have the power, so it's a given power. You make your own choice. And I've come to realize that there are people who understand the true meaning and essence of what feminism is all about. And there are people out there who are supposed to understand the meaning but decide to twist. To twist the meaning and essence of feminism to their own terms and conditions. Fake feminists. And this fake feminism movement, they believe that they are immune, they are resistant to criticism because of their gender. And as I stated earlier, feminism is just concerned about removing discrimination based on gender. But these fake feminists out there, they make gender identification their sole drive force. And you listening to me right now, if you feel this is what feminism is all about, then you're wrong. So please, let me connect with you and share my thoughts with you. See, being a woman makes you a queen, you know. If I had a true definition of royalty, to me is a woman. And as a woman, You have duties. You have obligations. It's not a stated law anywhere, in any country. But you know this. I know this. This is true. So stop running away from your duties. Stop spitting into men's faces. Because you now realize that you are not the weaker vessel they taught you were. You are not longer that weak vessel. That downgrade gender always looked down upon. You are so much more, and I'm glad that you have come to acknowledge this. You're not a sex object to anyone. You're not a sex toy. You are not a slave to anyone. I mean, you're a queen. And you are so much more. But this acknowledgement, this fact, should not give you the right to misbehave or even make decisions or choices that will hurt you. I mean, not only hurt you, hurt others, or hurt you in future, or hurt your future. I am saying this to you now. You should go ahead, you know, of course, you should go ahead and seize the opportunity that is right in front of you. Recognize every opportunity and use it fully in a positive way. Be free, be bold, be fierce, be fearless, and be proud of your choices. But don't be a fake feminist. Don't try to absorb the broken system. Why not decide to dissolve it? You know, make a change. Let the change start from you. Make a choice and stand with your choice. No matter what. You know, this movement, this feminism movement, the aim is to define, defend, establish the equal political, social, sexual, and economic rights for women. Well, like I said, it's not just women anymore. Well, you know that the sole proprietors of this movement are women, because of the way we were looked down on. But right now, this movement is now concerned with men, because men are seen as stones. They should not have feelings. They should not feel this. They should always carry on, no matter what. And this makes them suppress how they feel. They suppress their emotions, and it's not right. It's not good. It will end well if you suppress your emotions, always hiding your feelings, because you're a man. I should man up. This movement needs everyone on board. This movement needs everyone. We need everyone to believe in this movement so we can change the broken system. Because the change starts from you. It starts from me. And I've come to realize that gender literally colors the way we experience life. But can we change this? Well, I know we can change this. Even if it's at a slow rate, we can change it. So let's come together, no matter the gender or even the sexuality. Let's come together to kill the school of thought that gender should define or lead our lives. Let's kill that school of thought today. If you have questions or you want to make contributions to this particular episode, you can send me a DM on Instagram or you can send me an email. I'll be so glad to get feedback from you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and shout out to Ishi for sharing her thoughts with us today. I'm so happy, and I know I'm going to do this again some other time. So get ready for more amazing episodes. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to stay positive, share your positive energy, share your happiness round. Make sure your happiness is contagious. I can't wait to connect with you next Friday. Have a great weekend.